Hi, I'm Sam Olasla, and this is Northwest Narratives, with stories from those who shaped the Salish Sea. Today, we have a real rags-to-riches stories from one of old Seattle's movers and shakers. Jacob Firth was born in the small town of Schwau, Bohemia, in Czechoslovakia. Jacob had 10 brothers and 2 sisters, and at the age of 13, he left for Budapest to go to school and work as a confectioner. But this was short-lived, where at 16, he decided to try his luck with $10 and a dream to move to America. He ended up in San Francisco, where he had arranged to work for the Schwabacher brothers because of their fellow Bohemian and Jewish heritage. They had a mercantile store in San Francisco, but he got sent out to Nevada to work at a different branch. He clerked the mornings and evenings in a clothing store while attending public schools for about 6 months to improve his English. When the Schwabachers checked on him after 6 months, his English was already better than theirs. He left the Schwabachers. He lived frugally and invested in mercury mines. He opened up new mercantile stores all over California. He had worked up the ladder, and he had gotten invitations to the exclusive Freemasons, and he ended up becoming the head of his lodge, or group of Freemasons. But health problems had brought him to the sleepy little village of Seattle, where he worked in association with the Schwabachers to establish shops in Seattle, and he built the Puget Sound National Bank. His bank had a merger with the Seattle National Bank, and he set up more places in Snohomish. He bought real estate and invested in timber. He built an empire, and what he had decided to use it for was amazing. He put his money into transportation. He put streetcars in Seattle and built railways to Tacoma. Shortly after the Great Fire of Seattle, Jacob financed a sailor, Joshua Green, in acquiring his first vessel, the Fanny Lane. Green would eventually consolidate the Puget Sound Mosquito Fleet and center it at Seattle, a major factor in Seattle's rise to regional prominence. And later, he became a banker himself. Jacob agreed financing Green's first shipping firm in the Lochonner Trading and Transportation Company, as well as another successful steamboat line, the Anderson Steamboat Company. He's the reason why Washington has the best ferry system in the United States. He built a company to bring more electric power to Seattle that further extended to transport. But this was all not without scandal. Toward the end of his life, Firth's reputation was somewhat tarnished by a scandal related to a bank in Lochonner, Washington. W.E. Stricter Private Bank in Lochonner, Washington failed in 1912 with $300,000 in debts and less than $200,000 in assets. Stricter accused Firth of recommending that he continue to take deposits even after he knew his bank was in trouble. The prosecutor amplified this with a charge that Firth had done so to keep Stricter's bank going just long enough to pay the notes due to First Bank. Firth denied knowing about the debt, and he was acquitted. He obviously wasn't perfect, and he was very anti-union, but after his death, Judge Thomas Burke said of him, "Jacob Firth was an unusual man to exceptional ability. He united a high order of public spirit and great kindness of heart. It would be difficult to overestimate his work in the upbuilding of Seattle. His time, his strength, and his money were always on call of the help of the city. Many years of residence, I doubt he ever was once called upon for help in leadership in any public matter in which he failed to respond cheerfully, liberally, and with genuine public spirit. He has been called the most important citizen Seattle ever had, and I want to thank you for listening to this story from KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.